Welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I'm your host, Meredith Dykstra, and this is episode 120. We have some special guests today, quite a few actually. We have Dr. Pompa, of course, our resident cellular healing specialist, and his wife, Marilee, who is joining the show today to share about some of these products that we're going to be talking about. And our very special guest today is Dr. Ben Johnson of Osmosis Skincare. And so we're going to be talking a lot about the skin today, which is something we've talked about on some past shows, but we're really going to delve deeply into this subject today and how we can all improve our skin health, which is so connected to a lot of other systems. So before we jump in, I'm going to read a little bit about Dr. Ben, and then he can share with us about his products and how they connect to our message of cellular health and healing. So Dr. Ben Johnson started his career in 1997 when he opened one of the first MediSpa chains with locations all around the U.S. Dr. Johnson then founded and formulated his first skincare line with a strategy that was unique at the time, creating medical strength results using all natural and chirally correct ingredients, which you'll have to explain to us about that, Dr. Johnson, what that means. So Dr. Johnson has developed Osmosis Skincare with the goal of changing the direction of skincare away from excessive exfoliation and renewing the focus of dermal remodeling. It works on every skin condition, on every skin type. His holistic approach to highly effective alternative strategies that treat from the inside out to prevent and reverse aging contradicts most of the current methods being practiced today, creating excitement in the beauty industry. So welcome, Dr. Johnson, to Cellular Healing TV. We're so excited to have you here.
Thank you, Meredith. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks, Dr. Pompa and Marilee. I'm looking forward to sharing some of my views on this.
Yeah, you know, my question, obviously, you got started, you know, putting, you know, these skincare places in and around the country, but how did you get involved in skincare and developing product? I mean, how did that all come about? And even before that, what was your background?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm Western medicine trained, MD. By definition, I'm a general practitioner because I started off at the University of Colorado. Well, I was in residency at the University of Colorado and going into sports medicine. And then I started to get an interest in lasers, and that's when I started my laser clinics. But what really sort of drew most of my attention was in the formulation area. I saw what was out there. I wasn't particularly pleased with the direction that the skincare products, that the choices I had. So I began to formulate my own, and that, of course, got me started on a whole path that now clearly appears to be, you know, exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I really think this industry needs innovation. We've been doing pretty much the same thing in skincare for the last three decades, and we're not getting younger. You know, the skin's not getting healthier in the process. So I'd love to share some views on that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, I have to say this on this topic. You know, this will probably be one of our most, you know, downloaded shows, right? Because anytime we're talking about the way people look, you know, now we've got some people listening. So talking about the skin and the hair, ladies, you know, come on. You know, I have people that are like so fatigued they can't even exercise, but yet they're still mostly worried about their skin and their hair. So, you know, I have to say, you know, even the one sitting to my left, I mean, you know, especially as, you know, I almost said something bad. We're not going to go there. But as she's gracefully aged, that, you know, this has been the focus. So I can tell you, this woman she's had me look into countless products. She's used countless products. I probably have a box somewhere, and they don't work. And honestly, I take a lot of the products she'll take, and I'm like more scientific about it. I put it in one area, and I watch it. I look, and I'm like, man. So I listen, I'm not a big guy from the outside in, right? It's like, but when she started using these products, I remember when I said, okay, I actually do notice a difference.
Right? And I didn't ask.
So, yeah, she didn't ask. She said, you know what, your skin does different, okay? So then I started using them myself after my conversation with you because, like always, Meredith and Marilee will tell you, you know, I have to understand the science. So I got on the phone with you for an hour one day, right? And you started telling me why these products were different. So it was after that I said, okay, send them to me. And then I started to use them, once again, a little more scientific. I started using them on one side in specific places.
Okay.
I have to say, I can tell you, I noticed a difference, you know. So, you know, that made me keep using it. I'm still using them. Okay. So
that's
That's how we got here. I don't even remember how Marilee got introduced.
I was introduced to them from Karen Bettis, my esthetician at the spa, the club I go to. And I was just consistently visiting with her. And, you know, she was just doing her galvanic and her thing on me and keeping my face clean. And she said, I think I have something coming that you are really going to be okay with, like at a whole nother level. And so, you know, a few months later when it came, I definitely followed her recommendations, used everything she said, and then I got your compliment. And at that point,
That's not easy to get. Can I flip this for a second? Getting her compliment? Forget
a lot of counseling sessions.
Can I get one of my kids in here? My kids come home.
So I then asked if he would speak with you just to make sure, because again, I'm after how it looks, but I also understand how important the standard is.
I had some questions about some specific ingredients, and I don't want to, you know, I want you to come from the top down as far as like, look, why do these products work? What did you do different? I immediately started identifying different ingredients, said, okay, what the heck is that? And the things that I identified actually turned out in our conversation to be some of the magic in the formula. So let me just turn it over to you. Why do they work? What did you do different?
Yeah, let's start from a broader perspective, which is as a physician, I came in initially to the formulation, and you know, Meredith had brought up chirally correct. And so I came in first just from a scientific perspective, wanting to get the best ingredients possible. And a chirally correct ingredient is essentially one that has the chiral shape. So there's left-handed and right-handed molecules. And so picking a molecule like, for example, vitamin C is a more potent version when it's in its left-handed form called L-ascorbic acid than the other form, which is D-ascorbic acid, whereas vitamin E, D-alpha tocopherol, is the best form of vitamin E, and that's a right-handed form of vitamin E. So if you can go down the list, there's, you know, probably 20 key ingredients where the left or right hand makes a difference. In the pharmaceutical industry, it actually changes the entire spectrum of side effects when they use left versus right hand. There's certain drugs that were pulled off the market that were almost identical, just they were left-handed versus right-handed, and they were put back on the market safely, with the different shapes. So that was the beginning of my introduction into really caring about the ingredients that I use in the products. But where Osmosis kind of stepped past where we are today with most skincare products is I really came at it from a much more holistic perspective. And what I mean by that is in order to make the skin actually get younger, and we do you know, guarantee to our customers that they will see permanent changes in their skin, lasting changes that accumulate month after month, which is something the industry doesn't try to do. The industry tries to create a plumping effect, essentially a tightening effect from ingredients that stay on the surface. And then when you stop the products, that plumping effect goes away, and throughout the entire process, your skin was getting older. What I realized was the most amazing aspect of the entire skincare industry is our skin. You know, this incredible design, so complex, trillions of operations going on. There's no way as physicians or chemists, anybody's going to get that right without just simply one main focus, which is let's make the skin so healthy like, you know, our 10-year-old. Where that skin heals wounds faster, it's well oxygenated, it's well fed, it's the immune function of that skin is operating at its highest and best. The cells that make collagen are plentiful. All of those things we used to have, right? And so I began to look deeply into what are the causes of a lack of these different aspects of skin health. And one key component came into that, and that was skin nutrition. So skin nutrition, what's nice about that as a broad category is that includes oxygen, that includes the amino acids, that includes the growth factors, that includes the antioxidants. All of those pieces come into the skin through your vascular system. So all the blood flow in our skin feeds everything that's happening, right? Well, every year of your adult life, starting roughly about age 25, you have 1% less circulation happening every year. So by the time you're 50, you have 25% fewer nutrients. That means your immune system works 25% less efficiently. Your fibroblasts make 25% less collagen. You have 25% fewer growth factors. So knowing that and going into formulation with that sort of basic premise that I need to make the skin just operate at the way it was designed to operate, I created a bunch of patents and a bunch of unique approaches to do that. The quick summary of those is, number one, I've got to get my ingredients into the skin, because the deep epidermis, which is that first layer, the dermis, the second layer down, those to reach those is almost impossible. The skin's well designed to keep things out, so we use liposomal delivery and other delivery mechanisms for our growth factors called exosomes, and certain key ingredients that I use are very small so that they fit into the skin without too much trouble. So you start combining that strategy, and all of a sudden we're getting about 600% better penetration. And just for the people that don't know liposomes, a liposome is sort of a water, fat-soluble molecule that kind of squeaks through the fat in your skin and dumps these ingredients in a few layers down, and then the skin takes over and moves them where they need to go. And that's, again, what I'm saying is the skin is so brilliant. It is so capable that it recognizes that if you put the right ingredients in, it recognizes those ingredients, it puts them to work. And so first and foremost, we said delivery's got to be the key. The second piece of the story was, well, what tools is the skin low on? And so, not to go into too much detail on that right now, there are some key ingredients that I felt the industry wasn't using adequately, either in amounts or simply wasn't using at all, that we put into the formulas. And then a strategy of no harm. And that's really another big part of this, is so often you'll get products, and they may have three or four great ingredients, but they include in the process harsh approaches to the skin. Like, I don't believe in daily exfoliation. Right. I don't believe in acid peels. You know, I don't believe in some of the really aggressive laser treatments that are out there today, because they're not proven to create sustainable. Like, why would you ever want to harm your skin to get a result?
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great. You know, and I have to yield to Marilee here, you know, because I know that our viewers and listeners, they want to know, okay, you know, what products. Matter of fact, you should really just go get a few products.
Okay, and I was also going to say, you know, just because people do want to know what is the foundation of what to use, right? And I think that's really important, because when people come to our website or they watch this show, they're going to want the essentials, and I'll go grab mine.
In the meantime, you know, we carry these products now, and we used them for a while, obviously, before we started carrying them.
Yeah.
And now even my doctors are carrying the products. These are professional line products. You can only get them through a doctor or an esthetician.
Right.
Of course, on our website, we carry doctor-grade products only, physician-grade products. So, you know, that's why, you know, this product obviously was something we would be willing to carry. So, Meredith, where is that on the website, just for people to access? I mean, what do they punch in to find the products?
Yep, so you go to revelationhealth.com, and the products will be there. So you can just type in the product name that you're looking for, and they'll be on revelationhealth.com.
So they punch in osmosis. Will they have some of the different products?
If you type in osmosis, all the osmosis products will pop up. Yep.
I can tell you, I used one, Karen, the esthetician that Marilee utilized, she put one on, this one called Restore, and I had a damaged area. And I used this ASEA Renew that took a lot of my oxidation areas away. It did. However, this one area hung out, and, you know, she applied and she gave me some to take with me, because I didn't have that in my little regime that I was using, and I'm telling you, it worked. I mean, it was pretty remarkable. So yeah, that was a damaged sunspot. I mean, I think, you know, when I was sick, Dr. Ben, I developed some bad skin stuff. You know, I mean, my oxidation obviously affected my internal organs and my outer organ, the skin, and that's that was one of the evidences that was still there. And although these other ones went away, you know, some of them went away, dietary changes, some of them went away with this redox molecule Renew, but that one didn't, and it worked, man. So that was part of my, you know, seeing the results work.
Yeah, we actually did a clinical trial with a product. We didn't do that particular product, but I do recommend that product for, I don't know if you think it might have been an actinokeratosis, if it was a chronic red flaking spot, or if it was just an early
was.
It was. I would say that's
yeah, it was. It was. I wouldn't say it was quite flaking, but it was a chronic red spot. This one up here was a chronic red flaking spot that went away after using these products, which was still there, you know. But it did get a lot better even with the Renew. But
you would scratch it off and it would come back.
Yeah, exactly. Now it doesn't do that anymore, so that one also fixed. But okay, this is the first one that I put on, and Marilee can chime in. I'll hold it up. It's called Stem Factor. So tell us a little bit about the magic here.
Well, first of all, that is the large size, so people shouldn't expect for it to look
Marilee
is a product junkie.
This is the typical bottle.
Yes, that's the bottle of the MD line. So Stem Factor, the magic in Stem Factor is that like everything else in your skin, your growth factor population shrinks by about 1% every year. So at 50, you have 25% fewer growth factors. I came across a technology from a lab who's really the leading edge of this industry in this area. We use stem cells from adult donor fat, and we use fibroblasts. And those two cells together in combination create over 300 different growth factors. We've documented over 150 of them, so we just talk about 150-plus growth factors in it. But where the magic of this one is that's different than anyone else is they perfected a way to further the manufacturing process by these cells so that there is an encasement around it. It's called an exosome. And what that does is that protects the growth factor, allows it to get deeper into the follicle and activate the wound repair activities that growth factors activate. The reason why, you know, I feel very comfortable with growth factors. Some people are like, well, is that safe for people who've had cancer? Is it safe for people that have skin, you know, other diseases? And my answer is yes, because of this one reason. Growth factors are too big to go into your dermis. They don't get into your bloodstream.
Right.
They get your follicle, and they activate your follicle. And with our formula, we are getting deeper into the follicle. We are preserving these growth factors, which are pretty delicate, for longer periods of time. So you're getting a maximum activation. It's a very gentle product, but it's key, especially for people with really thin skin, because you keep your growth factors in your fat and your skin, and the less fat you have in your face, the fewer growth factors you have. So we find those people absolutely need it. But almost everyone over 30 should have it in their tool shed.
Ah, that's probably why I noticed the difference. See, as soon as you started talking, I wanted to apply it, and I did. Yeah, because I as soon as I hear the science, I get a little bit more excited because I.
It's gonna cost you more.
Yeah. The next one. It's called Catalyst AC11, and this is the one that Marilee taught me to put on second. So the Catalyst AC11, and it. And one of these comes in different bottles, so I don't hold up the bottle.
This one actually, you know, and one of the things I know you appreciated about us, and one of the things that was important to me as a physician formulator, is to have, clinical evidence of efficacy. And we did an 8-week study on about 35 women with this product, only this product, twice a day, and it had just phenomenal results. So it showed 110% increase in elasticity, 32% increase in radiance, a 17% improvement in fine lines and wrinkles, a 67% reduction in redness in facial capillaries, which are signs of wound healing. So it actually promotes wound healing. It tightened the eyelids by 15%, and it improved the appearance of actinic keratoses, which is, of course, a DNA repair component. So this has DNA repair technology in it. It's kind of complicated. I'm not sure the consumer wants to hear all the details of it. Just understand something called zinc finger technology, which all we're doing is helping your zinc fingers, which everyone has in their skin right now, accelerate the repair of DNA and wound healing. And it is phenomenal. Those clinical trial results I just mentioned with one product, that's never been achieved. No one's ever achieved that much tightening that much elastin being created in order to do that. And, of course, we're telling you this isn't the temporary stuff. Remember, there's a lot of clinical trials where someone – does something, they measure the surface changes on the skin, but all those changes go away when you stop the product. That is not the case with Catalyst. It continues to work, and I think that's why Marilee is pushing it on you. She's a big fan, I know.
Well, you know,
I have one.
I was just going to say this, and I'll let her talk. But anyways, I was going to say, those are the two that I use. I use the Catalyst and the Stem Factor. And Marilee goes, she uses a lot of other things here, folks, so don't get overwhelmed. Those are the two that
I'm
use.
I'm all in.
Yeah, I mean, and that one, just you talking about that, it makes me want to use it right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put some on my cameras off.
So there was one ingredient that my husband had inquired about in that product that was an emulsifier, right? Was that what it was? And you were explaining how it penetrates, and it probably is what you had already said about how it only penetrates so far but doesn't.
Oh, the dimethicone. So yeah, so they're in my entire line is extremely natural and designed to not hurt the skin. And when you're using the kind of ingredients that are in that formula, they're very sticky. So if you research dimethicone, it's definitely not a good idea to use a lot of it. But we use a tiny amount of dimethicone to improve the slip and reduce the stickiness. But it's such a large molecule, it never makes it past the surface. So it actually never hurts the skin in any way. The only time dimethicone is a challenge is when people are using some of those store-bought brands with an amazing slip, or they're using two or three products all with dimethicone, and that'll start to plug up the skin and reduce skin respiration. That is not happening with this product. But yeah, that was one of the ingredients. And in one other product, we have a tiny amount of mineral oil, simply, again, for performance reasons. But overall, you know, you're going to find very few cases where there's an ingredient objection. We're very careful to, you know, again, the philosophy is do not harm the skin.
I just wanted you to address that just because one of our doctors had inquired. So I alternate. This is my first time using, actually Renew. I had finished a bottle of Correct, and then at Karen's suggestion, I went to Renew. So you might want to talk about the both of those at the same time, and why would we alternate?
Well, they're the same formula other than the retinaldehyde percentage, which is about double in the Renew. So if your skin is tolerating it fine, that's fine. The thing that people need to know, we do have a series of strengths of vitamin A serums. Correct is sort of the middle strength, and then Renew is the maximum strength. And the reason why I did that is because when you ask your skin to make collagen, it's a big demand. Like, the skin has to really focus in on that. And people who are not quite healthy enough, their skin isn't healthy enough. And so whenever I hear of sensitivities to vitamin A serums, and ours is a little different. For example, our vitamin A is so strong, it's 1,000 times stronger than retinol, that I use very small amounts, and I get activations as high as retinoic acid without irritating the skin. I don't like retinoic acid. I think it hurts the skin. Research shows it hurts the skin. But this is retinaldehyde, and retinaldehyde is as strong as Retin A, but it doesn't hurt the skin, so you won't be sun sensitized by it. But not everyone can use Renew because Renew pushes the skin so fast that it challenges people whose immune system aren't quite there. So sometimes we have people build up to it. Other times we actually, you know, we'll send them to Dr. Pompa to improve their health, and then watch and see how the Renew actually is better tolerated. So you alternating it now, pushing it eventually, yes, ideally you would go to that every day. That has another key component in it called niacinamide, liposomal niacinamide, and that is the thing that dilates your blood vessels gently. That's what feeds your skin so that it kind of increases the nutrient level back to those youthful days. And that's a critical part of this, right? Because if I say, hey, skin, make collagen, but I don't have the food supply for the skin to respond to that stimulus, it won't make it. So we realize this secret, you know, piece of the story, and that is you got to stimulate the skin while feeding the process, and that's why we're able to get, you know, permanent changes in wrinkles.
Yeah, so far so good. I've had hair
years. I better start this one too now, you know.
It's like, sorry, yes, you do.
I'm on this one now too. That's it. As soon as I crossed over 50, man, this is when I started having, you know, concern myself here.
So far, so good. I transitioned seamlessly. I ran out of the Correct, and I had the Renew, and I went right into it. And I had. Yep.
Well, this is where the liposomal formula is primarily focused, because vitamin A in general gets 2% penetration, so we needed to get the vitamin A down to the dermis. That was a critical part of it, but in general, I mean, the formula has about 8 different collagen stimulators. They're all designed to work in synchronicity. None of them irritate the skin. So it's a great formula to have. It's really, when people say, "What if you have wrinkles and that's your main focus," this is the first product you'd want to use because it has the most bang for the buck.
I'm going to hold out on me.
I keep trying to hide stuff.
Yeah, I know.
the quarter comes in either. You know, actually, so, okay, so speaking of wrinkles, because clearly, you know, that's one of the struggles that some of us have.
Aging women.
Not everyone. Some women don't. Good, God bless them. And anyway, not. It is definitely something I am obviously pursuing a natural way to deal with. But
my wife's had no Botox here. This is no surgery.
Yeah, I'm. So. Yeah,
that's so, rare. That yeah. is rare. The no Botox story. I'm not a fan of Botox, but.
No, but we know. I treat people who end up. It goes systemic, and they end up with autoimmune. It can trigger autoimmune. So you know it's. You know, in our house.
So I do have a question about that.
Yes, go ahead.
So we did talk about this when our first chat, and you told me about the things about Botox that women may not know, and you should share a few of those because they actually are counterproductive to the outcome of what all women want eventually.
Speak to that.
And again, you know, anything that hurts you to try to get a result is just a bad idea. So, you know, and I find a lot of people, thankfully, you know, they have good intuition, they trust their intuition, but Botox somehow has escaped that. And it is a little magical in the sense that when you poison those muscles temporarily, you know, that wrinkle does diminish quite a bit. They get all excited about that and they lose focus on, you know, what their heart was telling them, which was, this isn't a great idea. So the key two things to know, you know, beyond what Dr. Pompa just said about autoimmune is, number one, they just did a study that shows that it goes to the brainstem. Yeah. And there are people getting weird little tremors that, you know, you might think you've been doing, and usually, you know, you're at Botox over 5 years, maybe 5 to 10 years, which unfortunately a ton of people are at that level. They start to get little neurologic things, and the doctors will tell them, well, that's not Botox, that's something else, you know, that's just dementia or, you know, it's early Alzheimer's or whatever story they're telling them. I'm telling you, it is your Botox. That study is the beginning of the expose of why this should be pulled from the market. But the second thing on a cosmetic level, let's just talk on, because I know that speaks to a lot of women, why should I not do this if I see this wrinkle disappear? And here's why. When you paralyze that muscle, you permanently shrink it. Even though some of the the neuroreceptors actually rebuild and come back to the surface, they don't all come back. So each time you do it, you are shrinking the muscle. And that muscle is often as thick as your entire dermis. Wow. So there's a huge amount of bulk that your face has from your muscles being there. And when you flatten that muscle time after time, you create a sagging event. So now all of a sudden the whole face comes down, and it was famous a couple years ago, Stevie Nicks, the famous singer, she, every time she laughed or sneezed, like her forehead would collapse a little bit and she'd have to kind of prop it back up. I mean, it's a scary thing when you see, and so what are people doing? They're not necessarily associating that with Botox, they're associating that with aging. They say, oh, I'm just aging, and so they start putting fillers in their face and pushing their face out again. When the entire reason it happened was because they collapsed their muscle bed and they collapsed the volume and they lost the I mean, if you look at muscle design, as you know, Dr. Pompa, you look at the facial muscle design, brilliant design, amazing how it holds everything up, keeps everything moving fluidly. So it's designed to keep it that way. And when you start poisoning that muscle, you really do age yourself literally in the process, so not a good idea. And then you get to the general health, effects of it. And again, it's something I think that needs to be pulled from the market.
Now, Ben, another 5 years, you're going to hear a lot more, you know, because we're seeing it. I mean, I'm seeing it in very, you know, these sick people. It's just a matter of time before, you know, people wake up. But unfortunately, it'll be 5, maybe 10 more years of people getting poisoned by a neurotoxin meant to paralyze, you know, muscles, well, nerves to muscles. My gosh, you know, what a horrific idea. And you know what? I don't like the way it looks anyway. That's the thing. I see women, I'm like, that looks so horrible. It's like, you know, you're meant to have these lines, right? I mean, you take them all away, you lose character. To me, it's phony. I hate it. So anyways, that's my opinion.
That's good for me.
Yeah. Look, he froze. He had Botox.
Anyway.
You see that? Yeah.
Okay, so.
We lost him.
Can you hear us?
No, I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay.
I did it for a little while, but I agree. The face looks unnatural, especially this when they can't smile. It's very unnatural. And, yeah, Go ahead, Marilee.
I upset a lot of people that are out there with all the Botox. So did you. We upset a lot of people, but it's my show, so we're okay. Go ahead.
Quench and Quench Plus.
Yes.
Talk about the difference.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you where I also may sound a little crazy from an owner and a manufacturer of skincare products, but my main goal is to try to use the key products to get your skin so healthy that it's naturally moisturizing. You know, just like your 10-year-old, we're not throwing moisturizers on them every day because their skin stays moist. So Quench and Quench Plus, I consider your temporary solution as you build your skin up to a point where you don't need it. But they're great moisturizers. The real difference between them is Quench Plus has a collagen. It's a fish protein from a fish cartilage, basically, that builds up in the epidermis gently. It doesn't cause any harm, and it provides a nice plumping effect. So that's really the difference between those two. You know, the formulas are also different, so some people prefer Quench over Quench Plus. But like I said, it's a nice finish to the routine, and then if you want to do, you know, some makeup over the top of it for your sun protection, or adding, you know, our sun protection to protect or shade. But at the same time, you know, I hope people will spend the bulk of their, you know, resources on the products that do the most permanent change.
And I can actually see that I really don't need either
don't
one of those
.
After I use, and I just do because I have it and because the word.
Yeah. Because you're a junkie.
And then let's freeze that. When you talked about sun protection, obviously you do have a sunscreen. You also have a drinkable sunscreen. And then AC11, the catalyst, also has a sun protective factor. So go ahead and, before I move on, address those.
Drinkable sunscreen. Like, I when I heard that, I was like, what do you mean?
I know. It's crazy.
We loved you. That's when we knew we're like in the same plane.
But you're out of it.
Either this guy's crazy or he's really brilliant. I haven't used drinkable sunscreen, but go ahead.
Well, first of all, yeah, I mean, you can imagine as a skincare owner, selling a fake drinkable sunscreen is not the best of ideas. And we did a clinical trial on it, and we're actually doing a second clinical trial on it starting June 1st. So very excited about what that leads to as far as you know, national worldwide recognition. Right now, I have to admit, most people are like, that's impossible. You know, what are you saying? And the summary of this, I'm going to go back to one thing that people can look up themselves. You know, it was just a couple of years ago that MIT announced that they just imprinted information on the molecules of nitrogen. And the whole world stood up and listened. They were talking about how it's going to make, you know, computers have super memory, and what the potential of this great impact was. And no one really stood back for a minute and just really thought about what was just said. You know, they imprinted information on atoms. And how did that happen? Well, I use a different technique, but essentially I'm doing the same thing. Now, you know, the vast majority of the world still says that's impossible. Water can't hold memory. I'm here to tell you we're proving it. We just did an acne clinical trial that proved that this water holds memory. And so what I did was I figured out, and there are some mathematical calculations, special formulas that I use, but I figured out, since everything in the world is waves of energy, you know, quantum physics tells us every one of the atoms that make up our cells actually comes from energy waves. It's not solid. And so we're at our very, very core, subatomically, that's what we're made of. And if you can imagine, as you might expect, everything that looks different on your body, everything that functions differently, is a different wave. It's a different frequency. So all we're essentially doing with this harmonized water technology is communicating frequencies to specific components of the body that we've learned through time and practice. There was a gentleman by the name of Royal Rife who spent his whole career, you know, finding out what frequencies did what, right? So I use some of those frequencies for sure. I've created some of my own. And the drinkable sunscreen, essentially the quick summary of it is, I figured out waves, because you know how you have headphones that cancel noise. Well, I figured out waves that cancel UVA, UVB, infrared, UVC, and then I imprinted them on water like we've been doing for the last 8 years. And when you drink it, it goes to the water in your dermis. And just like any kind of pulsing wave, it has a distance that it reaches. So it literally reaches above your skin for a period of 3 hours. And it works really well. The only places I tell everyone, be cautious, is doesn't work as well in high UV index. So extreme places like Mexico, possibly other areas in South America. We found it works pretty darn well in Hawaii, so that's not a problem. But also when people sweat. That is the big one. Like when I go to Mexico, I'm perspiring very lightly all the time, and I can't use that as my sun protection in those environments. So if you're not perspiring, and that usually is in exercise or in really, really hot, stagnant situations, then this sun protection works like an SPF 30, if not better. Our clinical trial was on 24 people in San Diego where we laid them on their back for an hour. 16 of those people didn't burn. The 8 people who burned generally said to us, we don't lay in the sun, our skin's not acclimated to the sun, this was just something we wanted to try. And so it kind of would make sense that the first time getting that much sun, they might burn a little. So I'm just telling you, you know, go. Here's how you test it. You put your normal sun protection on your whole body, but let's say leave an arm exposed. Mm-hmm. Take the oral sun protection, go out in the sun for an hour. If that arm doesn't burn, just like the rest of you doesn't burn, then you know it's going to work for you. If that burns and the rest of you burns, then you're part of that population that has to be really careful in the sun. Because we definitely find people on medication, sun-sensitizing medication like hormones, birth control pills, a whole variety of, even antidepressants. You know, I know, Dr. Pompa, you like to get people off their medication when possible because so many of those things are compromising the immune system. I feel the same way. And so that's the summary of that drinkable sunscreen. It is phenomenal. It's really all I use when I'm in America. And I encourage people to give it a shot. You know, it's pretty phenomenal.
We were at the Montage for her birthday in Laguna Beach. And
yes.
They had it. They had the sunscreen. Yeah. You know, I'm thinking if someone's severely dehydrated, it may not make it to the skin, right? I mean, it may be utilized throughout the body. So maybe that's another factor of severe dehydration.
It's another reason to do the test first, right? Don't just go jump out and lay down and go 2 hours and say, let's just see how it goes. But yeah, it's been a labor of love because obviously people, most of my physician friends roll their eyes like, come on. But you know, I'm like, well, you know, if you don't try it, you know, just.
What's the name of the product? Because I haven't used it.
It's called a UV neutralizer. And there's two kinds. There's one that increases a tan. And people say, well, is that damage? No. If you go in the sun, you increase your tanning hormone, melanocyte stimulating hormone. And so I've got a frequency that excites that hormone. So it gives people who never get a base tan, they will see a base tan on that water. And then some people who love their alabaster skin, we have a UV no tan enhancing version.
Okay, I got to say this because when we first talked, you're one of the only people that I've had a conversation with that knew what MSH, melanocyte stimulating hormone, was, right? Well, here's from my perspective. We know that people that get neurotoxic exposures, especially like mold and Lyme disease, their MSH tanks. We know now that MSH acts as one of the protectors, you know, and when we raise MSH, these people tend to do better. They become less sensitive. So it's going to be very interesting to see if these mold, you know, people that are out there, and we have tons of them watching this show, if by drinking this product, then if that helps them because it's raising their MSH. So which one is it? It's the one that helps you tan. What was the name of that one? It's
called UV Neutralizer Tan Enhancing. And I will tell you, you know, there's the condition is called, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the exact name, but you know, it's sun sensitivity is the general category, and it's where people erupt in hives and have trouble going out in the sun. They can't use topical sunscreens because their skin is so sensitive, and topical sunscreens are typically those chemicals that actually increase your inflammation. And they're tolerating it with this UV tan-enhancing formula, UV neutralizer. So I do think it will be beneficial. It'll be interesting to see if it also improves the overall health, is what I think you're suggesting. And so I wasn't as familiar with that, and it definitely mimics that hormone. You know, I figured out a way to mimic hormones with these frequencies, and so we're mimicking thyroid hormone. We're mimicking, you know, sex hormones, you know, androgens and estrogens.
Wow. Okay, so let's moving through the regimen.
Yeah.
The Refresh PM.
Yes.
The eye cream that I use.
Yes, that's a heavier one that's designed to increase moisture and plumping around the more delicate areas around the eye. It's usually used at night because of the density of it, but it's made of liquid crystals, which is this great sort of the intracellular matrix of plants. And it has a really vibrant color matrix that comes with it. So people really appreciate that product. Again, it's primarily more for eye dehydration and temporary plumping, not so much designed for the permanent changes, but it's definitely a fan favorite.
And I don't use it that often because, quite honestly, I'm sensitive to it. Like, I'll use it now. And then when I seal the deal with the Clear Plus,
yes,
I will then try to have it, you know, diluted perhaps a bit with this.
Yes.
But is there another eye cream that maybe I should try instead of this one?
We have a Refresh, which is the daily use one, and that's for puffiness, dark circles, wrinkles to some degree. And but again, I recommend on the eyes, my products go all over the eyes. You know, a lot of people are like, the products are too irritating to put on my eyelids. That is not the case. I would put Catalyst on your eyes. I put, Renew on your eyes once you've shown that you can handle it.
I put that everywhere.
Refresh is great. And then, yes, you brought up Clear Plus. So Clear Plus uses this frequency-enhanced water strategy. It has a variety of frequencies designed to help with collagen and hydration and really antibacterial, antifungal. But the biggest reason you're going to want to have this with your regimen is because once these products are on the surface, you want to drive them in manually to help push the liposome through, to help push the catalyst in. And so after you apply products, you then spray Clear Plus over the skin and massage it in thoroughly once or twice. The more you massage it in, the more you're going to get out of this the skincare routine in general.
Yeah, she did tell me to use this one after I used the two, because I'm always using the two products. She said, but finish with that one at least, and I didn't do that. So these other frequencies you have, you know, I haven't, admittedly, I haven't tried some of these hormone frequencies. You know, we have a lot of different thyroid clients, and, you know, so, you know, maybe what are some of the products there?
I will tell you, I've just lately been formulating, and just to give a little teaser, I've done something, I've come up with a frequency that appears to disrupt viruses in basically a single dose. And people are having massive die-off reactions. We're seeing changes like in endometriosis. It's a painful process they go through because literally it seems to be killing. I believe endometriosis is a viral-induced condition, of course related to hormone imbalance. But we're definitely helping menopausal women. We are helping women with fertility issues. People are actually getting off of their thyroid medication while using this hormone product. It has all of the hormones in it. It's for men and women. It has testosterone in it as well. You just have to try it to see. The name is Hormone Health for the female product. We found men prefer the name Vigor for their version. So we have Vigor and Hormone Health. It's basically the same formula. And we have some, you know, hair challenge frequencies in there as well. So women who are thinning hair, you're going to love that.
Do you hear that? I know who you are out there that wants to add the information. So is it the same product? It's that, yeah. That product.
Because what ended up happening in the beginning of my formulations, I had twice as many formulas, and people were on 6 or 7 bottles, which I didn't think was cost-effective for them. And so I started to put them all together. And so I put the thinning hair formula. Just this morning, believe it or not, I've just calculated out the frequency to block DHT. So I'll be adding that to the hair formula in the next month, so that should be shipping out. But I was already blocking excess testosterone, and I had another frequency for hair for women specifically. So yeah, women definitely, they're the most impacted by the hair formula. Men, I'm personally working on my own challenges, so the DHT formula, I think, is going to actually put us over the top.
Yeah, that applies to men. I mean, but the thyroid hormones are typically why the women really lose the hair, right? Of course, you can remember estrogen and, you know, cortisol imbalances, but the DHT for the men, all in one formula. Meredith, you better make sure we have that one, because I'm telling you, we're going to get calls and calls, so you better be ahead of that.
Well, I know I am, and I put HGH in it as well, because I don't believe in HGH injections per se, primarily because it shuts down your natural production.
Absolutely.
So there's not a huge advantage. And then once you're on it, like, you get off of it, And I don't know how many people fully recover at the pituitary level, right?
Years if they recover. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. And of course, it's so expensive, they might in the beginning have all these high hopes, and then they're like, oh my gosh, I can't afford $1,000 a month anymore, and now they're buying. So what this frequency does is it does not interfere with natural production. That's what all my hormones do. They simply make the body feel like they have a full balance of the hormones, thyroid included. And I'm telling you, tons of weight loss stories, people that think, you know what, my thyroid tested fine, but their fine is not everyone else's fine, and they got on the thyroid formula, they noticed energy changes, they noticed hair changes, and they noticed weight loss changes. So I'm not going to say if you don't have significant thyroid imbalance, you're not going to have significant change weight loss as part of that formula, but everything, like I said, from menopause to fertility to a variety of conditions. So that's a big hitter for us. We have a formula that replicates GABA that helps with sleep because that's so critical in the health rebuilding process.
Is that a separate formula? What's the name of
that? That one's called Relax. We have a formula that for acne that treats what I think are the two causes of acne, which is candida. I'm sure you deal a lot with candida. And then a formula that deals with estrogen toxins. So
That's one that helped our son. So.
Oh, good. It did help your son. Good, good. Yeah, no, so I have actually done a map. If they want to go to our site to check out the face map, they can see where I've defined. So when I see acne here, I attribute to candida. This is also candida. And then acne down here, I attribute to pesticides that resemble estrogen, chlorine, a lot of swimmers and people exposed to chlorine in like Florida and stuff where their water's heavy and chlorine. They're seeing it come out of their skin as acne. So this is a new concept. You know, we haven't talked a lot about it, but it's definitely something they'll see a benefit from the Skin Perfection water, which helps treat acne from the inside out. And then the last one I was going to tell you about was the digestive formula. So a ton of people struggling with digestion. We give them frequencies that help calm their digestion while you're treating their cellular health. We're working on an energetic approach, so the two could work very synergistically together. That formula is called Inner Harmony. We just get great, great feedback.
Well, let me tell you something. I mean, just those formulas alone, you know, Mara's writing them down, thank God, right, because we need to make sure them and carry them. But you're speaking at my November event to all my doctors.
Yes.
You know, our doctors need to know about these products because, you know, the frequency – you know, Avenue is it's really new technology, you know, and it's really something that, you know, I'm excited to work more with and in our doctors. So
and of course he has an exfoliator called Polish and he has a cleanser called Purify.
Yeah.
And you have one too, right? You have a different don't you have two?
We have a cleanse, we have deep clean and we have Purify. And those three cleansers, you know, you find which one suits your skin best. Some are for the more oily, acneic skin, like Deep Clean, and then Cleanse is the most gentle formula. Purify has some enzymes in it that help sort of remove some of the dead skin, but we're not trying to exfoliate very much. Polish, we just really like you to use once or twice a week. It's a fan favorite, but again, it's designed at a percentage of L-lactic acid, chirally correct lactic acid, which moisturizes your skin. That won't disrupt the barrier because we're all about keeping the barrier intact to maintain moisture and reduce irritation because a lot of people are using devices that they realize after they keep scrubbing away every day, all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh, my skin has become so sensitive. That's because they were tearing down the skin instead of building it up.
I use it very seldomly.
Yeah.
I mean, this bottle I've had.
That's excellent. I think I've just lost you for a second. Meredith, did we lose them or?
Get out a little bit. Yeah, they're frozen. So.
Now, last time they got frozen, did you hear, were you also waiting for them or was I frozen? Was it frozen like 10 minutes ago for them? If they froze on me. Are you guys back?
Yeah, we're back. Yeah, I don't know.
We lost you guys for about a minute.
Okay, he has makeup, obviously, which I love. I use everything. I love your mascara. I love your eyeshadows. I use your concealer as a shadow base.
Awesome. Yeah.
I tried your foundation with the pressed powder, even though this is a time of year when I don't really like to use that. So your CC cream is amazing, and I even used it all winter long because I just, it's just enough. But really, I'm just super impressed. I mean, and I'm a tough customer.
Yeah, you are. Well, yeah. You know, we try, you know, I'm going to be honest. Makeup was not my specialty, is not my specialty. I hired, you know, the formulator for two major lines in the country today, one of them called Mineral Fusion, and she's just phenomenal. And she really built a very simplified line so you don't have to have 1,000 products on your shelf that is so high performance and yet natural based with goji berry extract in it. And, you know, the minerals are very carefully milled. So she really did it right. She taught me a lot about how makeup should be done. But, you know, that's what we hear from most people that try this product is that it performs better than any product they've had. It's very easy to use. And, of course, it's good for the skin. You could actually go to sleep at it at night, although I don't recommend it because I want you to apply a few products first and reapply, you know, and twice a day. But, yeah, I'm so glad you enjoyed it, Marilee. And hopefully you guys, it looks, are you frozen right now?
Oh. Looks like they're frozen again. Oh, goodness.
Oh. Well, hopefully I'm not frozen, apparently, since you can hear me. So I'm sure everyone got a chance to hear about it. But, yeah, that's called Osmosis Color. And I think those products are available on your website as well, right?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have a selection in by the time this show airs. So you guys can check them out on Revelation Health for sure. And I know we're coming up on the end of the hour, so I don't know if you have a few more products that you wanted to share with us, maybe some essentials for someone that just has some wants to generally improve their skin. I know there's so many different categories and conditions, but I don't know if you have a few more standouts that you wanted to discuss.
My internet's in and out today because I'm not plugged into my hard line because I wasn't in my office, so apologize for that. So okay. I'm sure they got the information. And Meredith, I'm going to turn it over to you because it may happen again. So, and I know you had a great he answered one of your questions, but you probably have
But I wanted to say I missed the whole thing about the mineral fusion, but just tell her she's killing it on the nail polish because that's what I use. I use I do. That's the one I use. I just go grab it at Whole Foods, and there's like a smorgasbord of colors.
Now she's loyal to Osmosis Color now, so she's not really sharing in that anymore. But thank you for supporting that cause. No, so what I was saying while you guys were frozen was just talking a little bit more about how some of these products are going to be available on the website by the time this airs, which is awesome. And she was just saying, since we're coming to the end of the hour, to do a summary of how I'd recommend people go forward with Osmosis. What's the best way to get started? And so let me just do that. So, again, Osmosis is designed to address serum. Each serum has its own specific point of importance. So, obviously, you know, you can pick from the cleansers based on the descriptions of what is best for you. Most people are opting for Cleanser Purify. Everyone is going to want Clear Plus in their routine. It has its own benefits. Even if your skin is irritated and you're just spraying that alone on the skin, you will see the effects that it has because of the frequencies that are in it and the other ingredients that are in it. But when it comes to just general strategy, we have a strategy for skin types. So if you're rosacea skin, you want to start off with a product called Rescue, which has that ingredient that Dr. Pompa used on his little red spot. It is phenomenal for inflammation. It is phenomenal for age spots. It actually heals the source of age spots, so it has a permanent potential, which is way better than a lot of the lightening options you may opt for. It also works on enlarged pores. So that's your product for really sensitive skin. We often include stem factor in that. They can link, I believe, from your site to our site, and they can actually look up their skin condition and see the products that are recommended on osmosisskincare.com. And that may make it easier for them to go figure out which products to use. Then if you're just a general aging person, which so many people are, your vitamin A serum, Correct or Renew, is your first choice, along, again, with Clear Plus. And then you would add other products in as you desire, depending on your budget. All my products are designed to last several months, so it is really designed to be as cost-effective as you can be with such high-end technology that we're using. And then Catalyst AC11, you heard the clinical trial results. It works in so many different ways. I love it for acne scarring. It's one of the few products in the world that actually accelerates the wound healing and acne scarring, even if it's 10 years, 15 years old. But I love it for all the other reasons we talked about, elasticity, redness, and broken capillaries on the face. It helps with age spots and wrinkles. It does so much. It's just kind of a good core product to have. You know, and ideally, I would have them using Rescue, Catalyst, Renew, and Stem Factor in some way, shape, or form every day, and just stretching out the, you know, the use of them. But focus in on what you're most concerned with. So if there's one part of what I talked about today was the most important, that product you want to use twice a day, and every other product maybe one pump once a day. I personally, just because a lot of people want to know what I do Stem Factor once at night. You really don't need it more than once at night unless you're really thin skin. And then I do, that goes on first, but the routine is I mix one pump of Rescue, one pump of Renew, one pump of Catalyst AC11 in my hands, massage it in my skin, take my Clear Plus, massage one more time. And I do that twice a day. And I'm telling you, that is the best way to just see rapid age reversal results, and then you'll really appreciate that permanency is happening. When you stop the products, the changes you're seeing will stay, and that is something that skincare lines just don't say today.
Yeah, that's
okay,
awesome.
And I don't have to layer it. I can actually mix it all together, so that just cut a few minutes out of my...
There we go.
I've got easier right now. I'm happy about that. Hey, Meredith, make sure Mark has the connection to their website with ours so people can go on there. Because that's a big deal. That's a big deal that they can go to your website, you know, and they can't order from there, but that gives them the you know, the ability to see what more of what they need.
And that's yes.
Ordered from Revelation Health. So.
And by the way, he was whispering over here. Do we have Rescue? We have Rescue?
Okay. And by the way, my doctors watch this and play this show for their customers. You know, if your doctor, if one of our doctors, you know, carry the products, buy it from them. Honor them. Do not buy it from Revelation Health or anywhere else. You know, honor the doctor that showed you this video for sure. I mean, you know, why would you not do that? So, you know, we appreciate that. Absolutely.
That's great. Well, I so appreciate your guys' support and enthusiasm. I know Marilee has been such a big fan. And you know, we are. We're staging a coup on this country. We're trying to change the way skincare is being done. And I so appreciate that you recognize the uniqueness of it, and I think it fits perfectly with your amazing system for you know, restoring cellular health.
Yeah, that's why we adopted it. You know, when I spoke to you, I said, gosh, this is cellular healing, you know, from the outside, which I said, you know, I'm not a fan of until I realized it was going into the inside, you know, which I am a fan of. So, yeah, you've made me a believer, that's for sure. And Meredith, I'll turn it back to you. And Dr. Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marilee, Dr. Pompa. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Dr. Ben. This has been so informational, and I think these products are amazing as well, and I've been using them and been really enjoying using them as well. And perhaps we can have you on a future show, because I have so many more questions about just the skin and the connection to the gut and our overall health and how our skin is just you know, so integral to cellular health and overall health and vitality. So maybe we can have you on a future show to kind of share a little bit more and delve into the more of the science behind the products and skin health in general.
That's a great idea, Meredith. She's the one that scheduled the show, so she'll get you on again.
Well, I would love it, guys. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Take care. We'll see you next time.
The information shared on today's show can be accessed through our websites, drpompa.com and revelationhealth.com. This Cellular Healing TV episode and past shows are also available for download on iTunes. Help others get real health solutions by liking, reviewing, and sharing our podcasts.